Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's right. Welcome in. Tiger baseball coming your way in just a little bit. Big series against the Marlins. I think the Marlins are actually worse than the Tigers.
As far as offense, the two worst offensive teams.
Yeah, so it should be exciting.
This is going to be like an early tennis match. It'll be two love, one love, two love the next three nights.
Hey, come on now. Don't insult Jamie Samuelson's little stupid sport, okay?
Oh, please.
Tennis. Who can watch that crap?
No, we're talking baseball. No. We're talking basketball,
actually. As Hatchett raises his hand, yeah.
Yeah, I heard a phrase as I was walking. I didn't know what it was. Some guy runs past me and yells, "Shock the world, baby!" What does that mean?
We're going to shock the world! That's what he said, right?
John Howard,
yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
Shock the world,
okay,
baby.
Chances, assuming that this actually happens, and I want to get your thoughts on this, because
okay,
I know you got the inside scoop.
Sure,
I know you and Juwan are, you know, you're exchanging text messages while he's in South Beach right now with Ward Manuel, but does he say the phrase, "We're going to shock the world" in his introductory press conference?
I don't think so.
What are the odds? Come on.
Because he's now matured beyond that, you would think.
Well,
he's 46.
According to Chris Webber, he was mature at the age of 17. He was like a 45-year-old man. So.
Can I say this? All right.
Yeah.
And it's not official, so don't think it's official, because at this time last night, there were people thinking Ed Cooley coming to Michigan was official.
Make some headlines here, okay?
Yeah,
can we break it right here on the Bogey Mojo show? Get our name out there?
We're trying to build
this show.
I had in the paper today that it was down to pretty much Cooley and Juwan Howard, and I know that's... Oh, geez.
Oh, what? That's for me?
The floor is yours. I do believe Michigan will name its head basketball coach by the end of the week.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
He said... Juwan Howard's going to be the next Michigan basketball coach.
Now,
there it is. All right. Bogey Mojo show. Give us credit. Okay. Nick Baumgartner, Brendan Quinn, all you Michigan basketball writers out there, give us credit. Juwan Howard, next basketball coach.
Looks that way. It's certainly be a surprise at this stage, because I haven't heard of anybody else lined up for an interview. Doesn't mean somebody might not pop up. And I do know for sure that Ward Manuel was talking to Juwan Howard today down in Miami.
Yeah. They're at prime 112 right now.
Maybe
just
they are.
Having
or
a
Joe
huge
Stone
stake.
Crab.
Yeah, there you go.
Here, my thought was in this, and I said all along, the Juwan Howard thing is the biggest risk out of all of them. You have a different phrase. You think it's the most interesting or fascinating.
Absolutely.
Or whatever,
I think it'll be fun to see play out. Yeah.
No doubt. And like I said in the little crosswalk, I've heard from a lot of Michigan fans who say, "I'm equally excited and petrified," like with no head coaching experience. But then when you read things and hear things in NBA circles, Juwan Howard is very highly thought of in every way, not just like as a name, but as a work ethic guy. And they quote like all the Miami Heat big men about like, this guy is tireless. He'll do anything, you know, before and after practice and work. I've heard people say, if you watch an NBA game, Juwan Howard is the most animated assistant coach they see on the sidelines, jumping up, yelling, coaching the players. So for what that's worth, that said, yeah, I think it's still worrisome that he has never been a head coach. It seems to me that's a whole bunch of boxes that don't get checked when you haven't been in charge of a program.
Okay, so when Woj breaks the news here by the end of the show, or at DebtNews.com, maybe later tonight, he'll break the news, or on his little Twitter handle at Bob Winowski. But when you do break the news that Juwan Howard is going to be the next head coach of the Michigan basketball program, if you're a Michigan fan, hell, if you're a Michigan State fan, we certainly welcome, you know, all aspects of it. What is your first thought? The phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. And if you are overly supportive of it, you know, and there's going to be Michigan fans out there that'll be like, "Oh, yeah, can't wait. I'm already seeing some tweets about that and blah, blah, blah." Well, why are you so geeked about it? What makes you so excited in thinking that Juwan Howard will come here and have so much success? Again, the phone number 248-539-9797.
The concerning part is, you know what one of the big things is that would make a Michigan fan excited? Is that it's not one of the other names that they've heard. You know, like, even though Nobody Ed Cooley is a solid Cooley, yeah. coach, but at Providence, you know, I think Laval Jordan at Butler to continue the connection, the culture, mm-hmm. whatever you want. I do like Shaka Smart. I know he's had rough a go of it at Texas, and apparently Texas wouldn't even hold him to his buyout if he'd left. But that's the biggest thing. When it doesn't seem like there's any other wow candidate, it is easier to be wowed by a name, and it's just not the name. Like I said, in NBA, 24 years in the NBA as a player and assistant, he has developed a very good reputation. We just don't know how it translates to, like you said, exiting and owing yourself as the head coach and or recruiting.
And that would be my biggest concern, the in-game situations. I mean, how many times have we seen, you know, here, just even in the Detroit sports scene, whether it be, you know, Brad Ausmus, who was a first-time manager, you know, Jeff Blash had to go through his lumps, Matt Patricia last year, first-time head coach of the Lions, it was a disaster. You are going to have to learn on the job. There are just certain situations coming over from the NBA to the college game. You're going to have to figure it out a little bit on the fly. So, yeah, that will be something to monitor and something to watch, you know, to see how exactly he handles late game situations, out of bounds, you know, side out of bounds, what kind of a play is he going to draw up. But the least of my concern, and in fact, I actually think this might be, I don't want to say a step up, but I don't think there's going to be a dip. He's going to get into the living rooms of big time recruits. I 100% believe that.
Well, yes, but I don't think it'll be because of the, quote, Fab Five.
No.
I think because, like, you know, he can probably look at his phone and dial up LeBron James or whoever. He has all these NBA connections, has played with all of them, coached with all of them. Now, for what that's worth, I don't know how that translates to recruiting.
Well, and that's where it is right there, because what's the biggest thing that a lot of these kids are saying? And honestly, you saw John Beilein start to dip into guys that wanted to get to the NBA as soon as humanly possible, not be program players. They just want to get to the league.
Yeah.
And if Juwan Howard is the conduit, you know, to getting big time type of players potentially for a year, and he enters into that territory, which you got to be careful, of course, if you're, you know, Juwan Howard and you're Michigan, you don't want to get too overly involved in top 10 and top 5 kids. But I think that plays, and that will absolutely matter when he's trying to convince kids to go to Michigan.
You hope so. I do think the other factor that you have to think about a little bit is it might be, if you're going to take a chance with a first-time head coach, this might be the year, which it looks like a rebuilding year for Michigan, because everyone, if you missed it, Iggy is definitely staying in the draft. No surprise there. They lost one of the recruits. Now, they won't be awful, I don't think, at all, but it'll be a bit of a rebuild this year. And that's partly why John Beilein left. For the fourth time, he was sick of losing a bunch of people and rebuilding. So maybe this is a good time to try this experiment. The only thing at this stage that I think could derail it, this is not a scoop, I'm just saying, because I don't think there's a mystery candidate out there.
Okay.
But Juwan Howard has been planning to be an NBA head coach for a while now. He interviewed last offseason. He interviewed three places this offseason. He's apparently been very close. NBA head coaches make a lot of money. I just wonder if he knows how much Michigan is willing to pay him. I mean, do you give a first?
You're trying to say that he gets more than John Beilein?
Well,
John Beilein is making 3.8.
I would think no, but I wonder if that is him. When you're in the NBA, what is your expectation?
If that ends up being the case, boy, if you're Beilein, don't you feel the ultimate slap in the face if Michigan
this is
pays
what
John
I would
Howard
do.
More? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. This is what I would do if I'm Ward Manuel, is they're eating their crab legs, stone crab.
Oh,
I would say, I'm going to find out how desperately you do want this job and how devoted you are to coming back to college in Michigan. I'm going to offer you $2 million a year, half of what Beilein. And if it works out and you at some point are successful and want to go on to the NBA and make it big, Juwan Howard signed a $100 million contract at one point in the NBA.
Yeah.
He can't be holding, I don't think he'll hold money against them.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.